The Red Cloud Indian School is a private institution established by Jesuit missionaries in the early 1900s. Today, middle and high school kids learn academic subjects mixed with Lakota language studies and Catholic liturgy. It began as a boarding school called Holy Rosary Mission. Jesuit priests established the mission when Chief Red Cloud of the Oglala Lakota invited them to the reservation. In the late 1800s, the federal government pressured Native communities to enroll their children in boarding schools. Many of those were run by religious institutions. The goal was assimilation into white society. Parents were forced to comply when government agents withheld rations. The tension between the Oglala Lakota community and government and religious institutions continues to this day. Makah Black Elk is Executive Director of Truth and Healing at Red Cloud Indian School.
You can't build a bridge across a chasm that you refuse to see. And you can't build a bridge across the chasm if you refuse to even try.
Black Elk created the Truth and Healing Committee in the fall of 2019. It's their effort to address the trauma of the boarding school era.
All we can do is finally no longer deny, and we can no longer stand in the way of that history being told. So what we're trying to do is create a platform for survivors to tell their story.
Black Elk selected 7 members to serve on the committee. Father Brad Held is one of them. He's a pastor at the school and has been combing through the archives.
At times it's uncomfortable, right? And again, we have a lot of work to do to just know what's there, you know, and to know what is the full story of the history. We have a lot of listening to do yet. We have a lot of research to do. This is very much a newborn here where we are, right, kind of in this process.
The archival documents can help identify potential victims and survivors' experiences at the boarding school. Along the way, the Truth and Healing Committee wants to offer people an opportunity to talk about their exploitation. Father Held said the truth can come from documents and technologies like ground penetration radar. Pine Ridge has not used the technology yet to search graves outside of the existing cemetery. For many Native American families, the trauma doesn't end with the survivor's experience. Tashina Banks Rama is Chief Executive Officer at Red Cloud School and the daughter of a boarding school survivor. In 2006, Rama uncovered letters her father never received during his time at the Pipestone Boarding School. The school cut off his communication with family members. Rama says her family found healing after uncovering the truth of her father's story. The experience has made her want to help other survivors and their descendants.
The healing can begin knowing that their family did try to reach out to them. That there was an actual, coordinated effort to prevent families from reconciling. I want records to be available and accessible to families so families can, on their own, start to begin that healing journey.
Rama says her involvement at Red Cloud is a way she can advocate for her community. Makah Black Elk is also a descendant of boarding school survivors on both sides of his family. One of his family members was taken thousands of miles away to Carlisle Indian School.
My great-grandfather being, 16 years old, going off to Pennsylvania, living with these strangers, working to be able to go to the school, being just far away from everything at such a young age, it's emotional to think about that.
Black Elk says this history has affected generations of his family. The Truth and Healing Committee tries to meet survivors where they are in their healing process. Some are ready to share their stories. Retired journalist Tim Gallego attended the Holy Rosary Mission.
The things they did that tried to destroy a culture, tried to destroy a language. I mean, these were institutions that tried to totally take us out of who take us away from who we are.
Gallego recalls a particular moment from his time at the school.
One of my friends, a 16-year-old young man, got an ear infection and he died. So they assigned me and my friend Red Elk to dig his grave. So we were up at the Holy Rose Mission Cemetery digging his grave, and I dug down about, we were about 5 feet down, and I hit something with my pick. And when I lifted up over my head, it was a little child's skull.
Gallego has processed his experiences through published writing. His poetry and novels are part of his journalistic presence across the state. For others, talking about experiences does more harm than good. Artist John Gosensenor attributes his own healing process to the resiliency of his Lakota culture. He was sent hundreds of miles from his family to attend St. Paul's Indian School on the Yankton Reservation.
I know a lot of people kind of keep living their experience over and over. And myself, yeah, I have those experiences, but pretty much when you keep talking about them, thinking about them, get interviewed about them, it really, you know, it keeps a lot of people in victimhood.
Boarding schools focused on menial labor training instead of preparation for higher education. After military service, Gosensenor got a college degree and a deeper understanding of Native American history and their tribal relations with the United States.
America is afraid of its own history, the way I see it.
Gosensenor says learning more about boarding schools will help Native Americans and America face the past. Today, Red Cloud Indian School wrestles over how to reconcile with Catholic traditions that have caused so much damage to the Oglala Lakota people. Balancing between Lakota and Catholic traditions is an ongoing struggle. Black Elk grew up learning both traditions.
We haven't figured out what it fully yet means to be a Lakota Catholic institution and how we can get to a place where we can do that and nobody feels threatened or harmed by either of those traditions and faiths being present. I think the only way to get there is by doing the very first step of truth and healing, and that is coming to terms with the truth, and rather than the culture of silence that has existed until now.
For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Laura Johnson.